You talk about where he comes from, the location of him, the accent you've given him, there are hints to me of Irish, but what were you thinking of in those terms?
You've got dead ears, mate. You seriously got dead ears if you think that's an Irish accent.
Hints of, I thought.
Shit, bollocks. You know, the reality break for him is that he has been estranged, in our version, estranged from his family for a long time. He has, you know, marched from the south of France to Palestine and back. He's seen the great empires of his time, but he's been surrounded by other Englishmen. The English army has been pulled greatly from the barons of the north and the families of the north. And depending on which historian you want to believe, you know, there's always been a big argument between whether his birthplace is Nottingham or whether his birthplace is Barnsdale. And we just took the attitude that whatever you understood about whatever you think you know about Robin Hood, it was a previously understandable mistake. So we take some of other people's narrative ideas and we twist them around. So the name Locksley, for example, has become synonymous with Robin Hood, but we show you why that was a simple mistake to actually say that he really was this man, Locksley, you know. I'm a little dumbfounded that you could possibly find any Irish in that character. That's kind of ridiculous, but then it's your show.
You're going for Northern English.
No, I was going for an Italian. Yeah. Missed it. Anyway.
And finally, you can either answer this or not. I'll just give you the chance because it's out there at the moment. Because you know that the suggestion you didn't want to say the famous line in Gladiator in this book that has come out.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't get the Irish thing, though. I didn't get them at all.
Russell Crowe, who waved his cigarette in farewell,